Good morning. This one goes out to our friends on the farms, and it's a chance for them to win some cash. $5,000 to give to a nonprofit in their community. It's the America's Farmers Program, which was started by Monsanto, and then after Bayer bought Monsanto, the beat goes on.
Now until November 1st, farmers can enter, and they will be entered into a pool and then randomly selected, and they will be able to direct a $5,000 donation to their nonprofit of choice.
That's Erin Glarner with Bayer. She says in past years, farmers won $2,500 to give to nonprofits, but this year, Bayer has doubled down.
This year, it will be a $5,000 donation that a farmer can direct to their nonprofit. And we decided to double the donation amount this year just to have an opportunity to further strengthen those rural communities.
Over $60 million has been donated on behalf of farmers nationwide since the program began in 2010, nearly $3 million of that in Illinois. And Erin says the majority of the farmers who win give the money to local STEM education efforts as well as 4-H and FFA. And entering, it's easy peasy.
They can go on our website at americasfarmers.com. They can call our toll-free number at 877-267-3332. Or if a farmer has participated in any of our programs in the past, they'll receive a postcard in the mail and they can simply fill out their information and send that back in the mail.
Thank you, Erin Glarner of Bayer. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn added 6 cents and is back to about the middle of its summer trading range at $5.51 a bushel. Beans slid a penny and wheat lost 2 cents. From the farm to your belly, today is National Cherry Popsicle Day, and it's also National Dog Day. You know, I think that's in celebration of dogs and not hot dogs, but, you know, why not both? That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.